connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
KFA, EDA, born in Guilford, that's the repeater.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, I see.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
KGG, anyone on frequency?
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, go ahead, Ryan. KCQBX. This is KBYS. Am I making it? Yep, you're making it. I think you got everything done there. We're just building the Mako V58 here. Yep, I see you are. Make sure that picture you sent me, that's what that is. You putting that up today? I don't know if I'm going to do it today. I may. I don't know. I'm going to tune it anyway. I'm going to do it on the ground here. I'm going to get it all tuned in there and put it together. I actually had it built, most of it. I just had to put the bottom part back together. That kind of actually been off for a couple of years. I brought it back down. I got a big fire going across the road, burning up a bunch of pallets and stuff. It's pretty cold out, though. I had to come in, my hands are just cold. Yeah, it's a little bit chilly today. Well, my wife and I are going to go to Texas Roadhouse in Saginaw to get some, what do you call it? I guess late lunch. Late lunch, early dinner, or something like that. Where are we at? We're just about up here to I-75, I believe, on 46. Oh, Roger. Can you get into the Lansing repeater from your cabin out in space? I doubt it. What repeater are you talking about? 147280. 100 PL. Oh, where's the repeater actually at? Is that the one that's in Okemos? I don't know. It's north of Lansing a little bit. It looks like on the map here. I don't know where Okemos is. I'm not familiar with that area down state. Well, Okemos is east of 127. It's kind of between Lansing and St. John's, I think. This is showing Hingham County, KBA-LCY, so I don't know. Shows it's 88 miles south of here. I don't think I can bring it up. I'm inside right now. I'm not on the big antenna. This one's only like 40 feet. It's a single bay, pulled this dipole, pointed. southwest. How many miles are you from Lansing? Right now? Or back at my cabin? Jonesville, Lansing. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I can probably bring it up from Jonesville without an issue. Because if it's a repeater I'm thinking of, it's got a pretty good footprint on it. That's four. Oh, the fire's starting to roar over there now. There you go. Well, we're going to go to Saginaw there and eat, and then we'll head back to a cabin. But we got to leave here tomorrow morning between 10 and 10:30 probably. Penny's got a doctor's appointment at 2 o'clock, so we got to be back down there by 2. 1:30, so I'll be back down there by 1:30. That'll get her to her doctor's appointment on time. Yeah, come for us. Yeah, I'm just curious. Because we can all get into this repeater, I think. So. Am I making it into the repeater okay, or is it all static? But usually it's full scale, but today it's only half. No, you're fine getting in there. There's a little bit of noise on your signal, but nothing major. I mean, I hear every word you're saying, no problem. Alright. Yeah, that's all I'm doing. Just thinking all that antenna. I don't know if it'll go up today. It probably won't, because I got to change the mast though, or come up with a mounting solution, because it takes a 1-inch, or a 1 1/4 mast. Well, I don't have any 1 1/4. I got 1 1/2, and I got 2 inch, 3 inch, 4 inch. I don't have 1 1/4. Yeah, it takes a regular standard 10-foot piece of mast pipe, probably. I think that's what them are, as 1 1/4. I may have one. I'll just have to take out. There's still snow on the ground. I can't hardly do anything around here. Everything froze down. Yeah, I know. You down here in Saginaw, they don't have any snow on the ground. Nothing. I don't even think the ground's frozen. No, the ground's not frozen. Because when we took breaks out there at that thing, I walked around outside, and no, the ground's not frozen either. So, yep, it's all good down here. It's springtime. It's melting here. Most of my yard's all melted off, but it's slow. It's definitely slow. But I like it, because I'm getting all this crap burned up across the road. Big pile of crap over there, pallets and whatnot, old junk wood. Neighbors threw a bunch of crap in there, so I figured better burn it now before it dries out and fire danger. Yeah, probably. Alright, but I'm going to let you go. We're getting ready to get off the exit here to go down to Texas Roadhouse. And I think we're within about a mile or two from Texas Roadhouse. So I'll let you go. I'll holler back at you when we head back towards the cabin. KTYS, KTA-QDX. Alright, be careful. Have a good meal. We'll catch you later. KTYS, standby.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha, testing the repeater.
Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha,
Whiskey Delta 8, Uniform, Sierra, Alpha, and November 8, Bravo, Zulu, Romeo, and KD, SWR. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations more than happy to call.
Bravo 9, India, Alpha, Romeo.
Good copy, Don. Thanks for checking in. Other stations, please call.
Checking in and trying to learn how to do this, and just want to thank everybody for this here. And this is KF8, GD8 clear.
All right, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Bravo Alpha. It's awesome. It's the first time checking in. We do this every Sunday at the same time. Usually on a miss or close to it, or we use one of our own missions. Good to have you. Good to have you here. Hope to hear you next week, too. All right, I'm going to take a quick standby. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo. Are there any other stations wishing to check in to the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Board? Please call.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Foxtrot Charlie Alpha.
All right, the first station that started out with this is, hey, you're calling it over.
This is WD8 Alpha X-ray Bravo, over.
Roger, Charlie, I got you in there. Thanks for checking in. All right, other stations, please.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Foxtrot Charlie Alpha.
Kilo Charlie 8. Charlie Alpha, Roger, I got you added to the list. Thanks for checking in. Other stations, please call. So I know the current staff is pretty free with it.
November 8, Bravo Zulu Romeo, no traffic.
All right, you was in earlier, sorry about that. Thanks for checking. All right, Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo,
good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, not much to report here at all. Nothing important going on. Just trying to back the depth control KEB8RHB, KEB9IA.
Alright, very good, Don. Good to hear you this afternoon. Next station is November 8, Quebec, Yankee, Quebec. You're up for comment.
Good evening, everybody. Thanks for running that control this evening. Jay here in Detroit. Quick update on our Windlink node and APRS peer-to-peer that we're working to build in downtown Detroit. Had a chance to visit the site on Friday. Had a great opportunity to get up on the roof and plan what we intend to do for antennas and routing and those kinds of things. So excited to see how this comes along. And got the Windlink node approval from Windlink.org over the weekend, and so probably still a few weeks out before we're going to be up here testing the production antennas and making progress and learning as we go. So
All right, very good. Good news on Windlink and APRS for downtown Detroit. Hopefully, get that out. All right, next station, Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha X-ray Bravo. Charlie, you're up.
Hey, thanks, Brett. Kind of surprised to find everybody down here on 75 meters, but yeah, it's well-to-wall whoop-de-doo QSO party on 40. So I can see why we're here. This is WDNAHB, Charlie in Kalamazoo County, District 5, and the St. Joseph County, Michigan Amateur Radio Club had its club meeting last Wednesday, so that was good, that was well. First meeting I was able to attend there since, I think I made it to January, but I didn't make it to February because I was dealing with COVID issues at that time, but had a good meeting. From everywhere, and I know you and I talked last week, so I'm looking forward to Friday of this week. So I hope there's some other District 5 check-ins for you tonight. I just heard Don from Battle Creek, and Don came down to our club meeting there in Centerville on Wednesday, so it was good to see him. And yesterday I was in Lawton talking WDNAXA with some HF antennas and some other little projects in his workshop dealing with radio. So I actually ended up having some success on a Saturday afternoon underground in a basement. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Brett. This is WD8AXB. Over.
All right. Very good, Charlie. Good to hear you. Also checked in. So I throw that at you. All right. Next last station on the roster as I have it right now is Kilo Charlie.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Foxtrot Charlie Alpha. A lot of digital noise coming through here on this side. I don't know what's going on. I am interested in setting up a station just like the Detroit station is. I'm in Flint, Michigan, so I would like to put on a BBS. I'm kind of bouncing between whether I should do it on 70 centimeters or 2 meters. That's about it. This is Mike, and my name and my call sign is Kilo Charlie, Foxtrot Charlie Alpha, Flint, Michigan.
All right, very good, Mike. Good to have you on today, and yeah, hopefully, you know, we can work that out as well. So, all right, take the pin by.
WCB, why and you?
This is NAWCB. Good evening. Well, you made it through another long weekend. You can check that one off, and it's the downslide this week. Long weekend to look ahead to. How did we do today? I think that you were the only senior in the room today.
W8CMS.
You know, it wasn't too bad today. It was busy, but Clinton handed us a three-car accident up on Metro. And thankfully, the truck's on to handle it. And it's just, it was busy, but it wasn't bad.
Well, I'm happy for you in that regard. At least get the people to handle, especially the three-car accident, and, you know, especially for a Sunday. Usually, a lot of times, I think that would be the case for you guys, but usually you're running minimum at that, and you know, people want to get, or if you are above minimum, people want to get out and go home early or something, but I'm happy how it worked out for you.
W8CM.
Yeah, usually we're a minimum. Usually we're begging people to come in and trying to get calls handled at an appropriate time. And thankfully today it wasn't the case, so I'll take it. I'm happy with today. How was your day today?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. On, like I say, I'm glad you got through, and even with the minimum there, you made it through. But we're doing pretty good here. Went to church this morning. Logged inside. Had a good message. Talked about Lazarus, John chapter 11. He did a good job. A lot of good music today. Pretty good crowd. Saw Dave there, FCS church. Glad to see him. But other than that, we're doing pretty good. It's been a little rough at times, but hanging in there.
W8CMS. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Yeah, I'm glad you're able to go to church this morning, and heard a good sermon. That's good. I'm glad you're able to do that there, Dad. That's good. You'll have them rough days sometimes. It's one of those things, I guess. And certain days are easier than others, but.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth. It's been good. I'm gonna, for right now, I'm gonna keep going to the Bible Baptist. People have been gracious. They've been kind, and I'm glad. Reach out to them. Reacquainted, obviously, people through the years, some of the newer ones. I'm happy. Talked to Emily there for a few minutes. She's telling me about her family. She's got four kids living at home. It was pretty good. Just trying to go through some of the stuff again, working through some more clothes here a few minutes ago. Kind of the finality of it. But hey, like Pastor Dave said, dead here on earth, but alive forevermore with the Lord.
I'm glad for for the church. They're good people. They're there. They love you, and they care for you. I'm glad that you're going there. Like I said, it's a good church. It's good to be in there. And people who support you and, know what you're about. Like I said, it's not a goodbye, or, it's not eternal. It's just for a short while.
NAWCB, yes, that's right. It's so long for now, and see you soon. But anyway, it's a little bit, as I look at myself today, it's a little bit more conservative than what I've been at and where I'm at right now. But right now, it's a safe choice, and it's not far away. Pretty easy to get across and just take 19 across over the mound, slide up that way. It seems to work best. Just take it one Sunday at a time and see how we're feeling. All good in that regard.
Hey, Langan. Yeah, and you got lots of time. You got time to decide what you want to do, and you decide, hey, that's where I want to go, then hey, that's good. That's your choice, and that's right. And if not, then that's fine too. You have to go where you're comfortable and what works for you. And like I said, you got time to decide. And, it's not something that you have to make a quick decision about either.
That's very true, and I think maybe, as I'm looking at things and kind of pushing things along a little bit, and trying to push, move things along, and it's going to take a little bit of time. So we've got the time, and it's all good in that way, but I heard Lee too up north, and they had a good service up there today too. So they weren't able to have it last week because of the weather. So they were kind of glad to get back together, and I'm happy for them also in that way.
Yeah, good thing they had a good break in the weather, break in the snow there. They were able to have services there. And Lee was happy about that.
He was down in Greenville too about, I think it was a week ago, and he said it was about 80 degrees down there, and I guess him and Melissa are going to go down to New Orleans. They've got something for this for their Freedom That Lasts and chapter they want to start down there, so working on that. And then Lee's coming back and he's going to have surgery, and he's going to be out for about 3 weeks. His tonsils, he's going to have something with his sinuses or something, but that's going to kind of put him out of commission there for a little bit. Anyway, it sounds like other than that, they're doing pretty good up there as well.
Yeah, it sounds like they're doing well. I'm glad. I'm glad for them, and hopefully the surgery will go well for them, and down for a little bit, but a little bit of rest is good. Sometimes it's what you need.
Yes, exactly on that one, and I'm sure that will give him a little bit of a chance to do that, especially since the doctorate is finished, and there's a lot of other stuff, busyness going on up there as well. Anyway, I've talked about them. How are you and your family doing? How's everything going with you guys? NAWC.
We're doing all right. We're doing all right. Got home yesterday and had dinner and ended up falling asleep pretty early. So, full night's rest, which was good. I needed it. Getting the house cleaned up and trying to get ready for spring. So we're plugging along, trying to get stuff done and neighborhood there. We try to do, I guess they do like a clean up day, so. Make sure that things are kind of straightened up outside and getting things situated there. So it's good.
Well, I kind of figured you're gonna eat and fall asleep there last night. You probably needed it there as much as you've been going, and a lot of the stress that's been going on also. Glad for you in that way that you got a little extra rest. Like I say, it's good to have those spring cleaning days. That kind of helps out cleaning up, getting rid of stuff, and fixing stuff from the hard winter, and sprucing up for spring, I suppose.
I'm tired. It's been a lot going on, and it was Friday. I had a hard time staying awake at work. I was just kind of, I was sitting there, and I closed my eyes for a minute, and I think Billy saw me and pulled me in. He's like, you doing okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm all right. I'm tired. He's like, yeah, just sitting here for a few minutes. It's just to breathe and relax and make sure you're okay. So he checks in on me and make sure I'm good.
Good. I'm glad he did that. And, at least get you away from the desk for a few minutes and just kind of see how you're doing in that. I'm glad they're taking care of you in that way. It's like you say, it's been a lot of stress and a lot of house upset and that. Just trying to get your bearings, your footings, and get back going again. And it's all good, and I guess we keep moving on to the best we can.
Hey, like, yeah, it's, you know, there's a lot going on, and, you know, just trying to keep going and, you know, maintain and stuff like that, but, yeah, it's all right, a couple things to do tomorrow. I've got a, we got some stuff around the house to do, and I got to care of a few things I got to do tomorrow, so it's really busy.
And WCBS, that, well, it sounds like, you know, at least you got tomorrow all mapped out there, and, ARPSC stuff, got to keep that going. I'm running around. If I'm not mistaken, I think there's a little guy somewhere in that house that has a birthday tomorrow, too, is what I hear.
He does. Zach's got a birthday, and that's what we got to run out here as soon as I get in. I'm going to run to the store and get him a birthday gift, so... he's excited about that, the birthday cake and stuff, but, yeah, it's good, good to celebrate his birthday.
Well, I hope Zach has a good birthday there tomorrow, and, be happy birthday to him, man alive. I got to tell Emily today, you know, enjoy your kids while you can. They grow up fast. Time flies there, and they get bigger and such. So, you know, got to be able to enjoy them while they're little.
Yeah, that's for sure. They get big quick. I don't like it, but part of life, I guess. One of those things, you know. Well, Ben, I am home. I'm going to head in here real quick and drop my stuff off and head right back out the door. But appreciate the good conversation on the way north. And if you need anything, don't hesitate to reach out. And we'll talk here soon.
Yeah, I kind of figured you were home there. I heard some little voices there in the background, so I'm glad you made it home safe. But I'm glad you made it through the weekend, too, and enjoyed the conversations there. Thanks for the ride along tonight. You enjoy your couple days off there. Okay, happy birthday, Zach, and you definitely have to hook up here as well. But anyway, like I say, we'll let you head in. I know you've got to go back out, so be safe. Tell everyone hello. 73s to 88 to you and the family. We'll talk to you again soon. Enjoy your days off and your evening. NAWCB is clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Like I said, if you need anything tonight, let us know. And, I think, we're looking at doing a joint birthday there with Mike and Zach, so we'll get you a date here, but enjoy your night, and we'll talk here later. 73s and 88 to you and Mom. 88YNU, clear.
You're connected to CMN Network. CMN. Okay. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network.
Three network test, 1-2.
Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Okay. I'm keying up all three networks, statewide 1 and 2 at the same time. VHF? VHF? And all the CMN network. WFSM. VHF 1, 2, 3, 1. Multi-select 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Radius for testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Multi-select 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 5, 5, 5. VHF test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All RF 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All call multi-select, UHF, VHF 220 analog, statewide 1, statewide 2, DMR.
VHF 123.
Connected to CMN Network.
There.